We are I. When people ask me, you know, why I started the program that I started, where you know, I really try to help kids in any way possible. And a big part of that I always start with is because I've always wanted to be a dad. And I don't really know. I want to say that I had great parents. And this is the reason why that I also wanted to be a great parent as well. You know, but I also entertain if my parents were great, they also had their faults. And maybe it's because those faults, I see that these are the things that I want to fix or change. And this is how I'm going to become a great parent. Maybe. It could be either one of those or a combination of both. And that's kind of the foundation. But the one thing I do know is I always wanted to be a great dad. And then I look at my kids now, all four of them, and, you know, the guilt and shame I carry about feeling like that I'm not doing a good job. You know, like that, that's what helps drive me to want to do not more, not better, but just not get complacent. That's the second thing. So the third thing is I look at these other kids and I see them, and I see them routinely all the time, where like these children who just, they act out and lash out. And I realized, you know, with my own children that, you know, most of them kids are only doing this is because they just want a little bit of attention. And adults do exactly the same thing. And they're just not getting the attention that they deserve. And this goes back to, you know, parents. It's like, why did you have a child if you're not going to care for them properly? I don't understand. This is where it's not, you know, it's interesting that we just have the ability to be able to procreate with anybody at any time, you know, whether it's willingly or by mistake. And just because you have the ability to be able to have a child doesn't mean that you should. And I see this all the time. And this hurts me. It hurts me in a way that I can't even explain. You know, I see this by way of, you know, when we're working with kids where you're in a group and you have that one child or those two children who just, they want to ask 1,000 questions every 2 seconds. Like, I just have another question. I have the same question. I'm going to say something silly because it's like they just need the attention. And it's like, okay. Like, let's find a way to be able to do this. Let's play this game. Let's jockey back and forth while it also doesn't disrupt the flow of what we're doing. Right? Because that's kind of half the point. Like, let's work at this and symbiosis. You know, we can do that together, no problem. I'll put in the extra effort if that's what you need. But the part that I have the hardest time with, and this actually happened yesterday, and I just wanted, as I explain this situation, because I've explained multiple like this before, I just want you to stop and think about this, whether you have kids or you don't have kids, because I don't think it actually matters. Because this is just, if you have life experience, you can understand this. One of the reasons why that I want to work with kids is because there's a lot of shitty parents. And by shitty parents, I mean parents who just won't do something for their kid, like feed them. You know, and this is just calling a spade, and I have the authority to be able to say this because I see this where you know a child is hungry, but the parents won't even walk across the street to get a meal for them. Think about that. And I say that with authority because we literally know kids have gone hungry or going hungry and have had to walk meals across the street to give to the parents so the children can eat. Think about that. Think about that as you eat your next meal. So yesterday, mid-afternoon, this young lady comes up to me and she's like, Blake, can I talk to you? And she's kind of sad. And I was like, absolutely. Because it crushes my soul when a young lady comes up to me because I see my three daughters in their face every single time. And I'm like, this cannot be. I say, what's wrong? And she's like, I didn't get the apples and potatoes last time. And I was like, oh, I'm like, were you sick? And she was like, no one. I'm like, well, I'm like, were you absent that day? And she's like, no. And I was like, well, how come you didn't get them? And she's like, well, my mom and dad wouldn't pick them up. I asked them to, but they wouldn't. They didn't. And I was like, I have a spot in my heart that just dies when I hear stuff like this. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. Knowing that this child wants to participate, wants the stuff that we have, wants them to be of parents who won't either get out of their car, walk down there and grab it, or anything. Like, why? Why? And I was like, okay, I'll fix this. I'm like, don't worry, I will make it right. So at lunchtime, you know, I went down to the store. I got a bag of apples. I got a bag of potatoes. I went and I got our bag of parsnips and our cucumber, you know, out of the van. I put them in a box and I left them at the office. And with her name on it, I said, I need this girl to know that this is here for her after school. Like, this is important to me. I said, no problem. She can pick it up. So about 20 minutes before the end of the day, this sweet young lady walks in with her teacher. And her teacher says, you know, so-and-so has something to give you. And I was like, oh, I was like, what? So she hands me this like hand wrote card, just explaining how thankful and grateful she is, you know, that she got not only the apples and the potatoes, but, you know, also the cucumber and the parsnips. And it was in that moment where the only thing that I think about outside of just like what this may mean for her, and hopefully that this is a moment that she can leverage for the rest of her life. But in that moment, I actually selfishly always think that I hope in any situation, no matter what it is, that if any one of my four kids, if they're ever in a situation where they need something from somebody for any reason, that there is somebody who's willing to be able to step up and show them that there's humanity in the world. And this is the reason why that I do it, for that credit. And I always come back to the story, like when my tire was flat in the backcountry and then I had to put my spare tire on and that was flat, but just not punctured like the other one was. And then randomly I find this guy who has an air compressor, you know, attached to his Jeep, and I try to be able to pay him for his time to be able to pump up my tire. And he says, no, I want backcountry karma. And that's exactly why I do it. Because I'm just like, hey, I need life karma. I need life karma. Because I have four kids. So I need help from people. Because they're going to be in a moment, whether they're 6, 9, 20, 30, 40, 82. There's going to be a moment, moments, where they all need somebody to say, like, hey, like, we're all trying to do this life thing together. Let me be able to do this thing for you to be able to help. Take this opportunity and then go plant more seeds. Like, that's why. Because I just can't stand, and I just don't understand. I will never understand why here in Canada, in my community, that there's kids that are going hungry. Seriously. I just don't understand. And this is the part that I'm hoping that I can play in my community and help others make some good choices too, because going hungry sucks. And like, I know. Like, come on, if I, you know, it makes me feel like a piece of shit every time I'm like, hey, I should fast for 24 hours for autophagy and, you know, clear out those senescent cells in my body. And we can go down the rabbit hole of the biomechanics in the body. But it's just like, what an asshole. I'm choosing not to eat versus this child that's going hungry. Like, come the fuck on. So just think about all that for a moment. Just think about it. And just maybe this is a time for you to be able to understand, like, kind of like who you are as a person. Because, like, what does that mean to you? Just to be able to hear stuff like that. Like, what does that mean to you? Not that you have to action on it. If you do, great. Just like, what does that mean to you as a human?